And you are listening to Power FM 91.3 Hits All Day. Girl
behavior. Feel the power. The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your 1-8 station.
Power FM. We play nothing. We play nothing. But power hit.
Now you the main color. Now your body makes me scream.
You know my head like a bandana. Bandana. I be your sweet Mr. Banana.
91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government has pledged to start the issuance of gold mining licenses to the local people in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province.
Agriculture Permanent Secretary Patrick Mucheleka says Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025 seeks to cut costs, improve efficiency, and help restore public trust in the land management system.
Abductors in northwestern Nigeria have killed 33 people in international news.
In sports news, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, was still mute on the Moroccan Football Federation's complaint.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekina Sakala.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavuswe says government will this week start the issuance of gold mining licenses to the local people in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province and surrounding areas. The minister says cooperatives have been structured into small units to allow proper distribution of licenses. Mr. Kavuswe said the decision has been done in consultation with relevant stakeholders, including traditional leaders. He said a larger part of the licenses will benefit local people from Kasemba, Mufumbwe and Kikongwe areas, adding that once this is done, it will effectively access legal gold mining to start. Meanwhile, the minister has also assured Zambians that the first part of the national mineral mapping will be announced by the end of this year. Mr. Kavuswe, however, added that complete mapping should finish by next year and that the data will be interpreted by all participating authorities. He said the high-resolution aerial geophysical smart mapping survey will give mining licensed Zambians an opportunity to meet investors and negotiate deals from a position of knowledge.
Within a separate development, Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources Permanent Secretary Patrick Mucheleka has underscored the importance of the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025, explaining that once enacted, the new legislation will cut costs, improve efficiency, and help restore public trust in the land management system, especially in cases involving fraud. However, the Permanent Secretary highlighted that the bill seeks to give the Chief Registrar power to cancel or correct land titles certificate without waiting for a court order. Mr. Mucheleka made the remarks when he presented the submissions to the Parliamentary Committee on Agriculture, Lands and Deeds.
The court order before the Chief Registrar can cancel the certificate of title, thereby causing delays in service delivery and has negatively affected the land administration. As earlier stated, the bill seeks to empower the Chief Registrar under specified conditions and safeguards to rectify such errors administratively without recourse to the courts in order to promote efficiency, reduce costs and enhance public confidence in the land administration system.
And Chief Registrar Agatha Banda says the proposed cancellations will be carried out within the confines of the law, stressing that the aim is to clean up the registry and protect vulnerable communities from exploitation.
Currently, we have situations where we have a title that is fraudulently issued. Tomorrow, someone will use that same title to go and borrow money from the bank. Then the banks will come, they want to verify. Some of the banks don't even come before lending the money. when they give money, they come to find out after the status of that title, and we tell them that this title is actually fraudulent. So on the other hand, other than the banks being scared that the security of Kenya or property holders is being taken away, this should give them comfort that we are trying to protect the banks as well.
Meanwhile, the Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has raised concerns over some previous provisions in the proposed bill. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe expressed fears that the proposal to concentrate power in the chief registrar poses as a serious threat on the land management system in the country. Speaking when he featured on the Monday edition of Voice of the People segment on the Power Breakfast show, Mr. Nyambe underscored the importance of safeguards in land management, hence proposing for a multi-sectoral structure for effective and partial decision-making as opposed to vesting powers to only the chief registrar.
Of undue influence, given that the chief registrar is being given all these massive powers that are being sort of thrust onto him or her. And so for us, it's really about the concentration of power in this one office or in this one officer, which opens it up to things like a single focus decision making, so to speak, that you have this huge level of decision making that has to be made. You are thrusting all this power on one individual, and I think it opens it up to corruption, it opens it up to undue influence, mm-hmm. and even political influence in that respect. So that really is our major concern.
The Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has welcomed the appointment of a new Human Rights Commission board, saying the composition is balanced with eminent individuals with high integrity to enhance human rights in the country. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says the appointment of the board is timely, adding that there is new Human Rights Act requiring enforcement. Mr. Mwanza therefore underscores the urgent need to enforce the new act, and he's confident that the new board is equal to the task because of the integrity of the members.
Human Rights Commission, especially that now that there is a new act under the Human Rights Commission which needs to be enforced. They have given much power to the commission, and it requires commissioners who are sensitive, who are very active, and the people that he has appointed so far have confidence that they will discharge the functions of as commissioners without fail. The composition of the commission is very balanced. There are women there, there is a change, which is a departure from the past. And also civil society is being represented in the commission, which is a good way forward. And that is what we expect to see from the commission. And these are people that I think have integrity, and they can be trusted to provide positive criticism to the government and try and protect the rights of others.
President Hakainde Hichilema yesterday unveiled a Human Rights Commission board. In accordance with Section 7, Subsection 1 of the Human Rights Commission, President Hichilema appointed Dr. Pamela Sambo as new Human Rights Commission board chair, who will be deputized by Dr. Felicity Kalunga. The head of state also appointed Council of Churches in Zambia General Secretary Emmanuel Chikoyo and governance activist Laura Miti as commissioners. Other board commissioners appointed are Father Joe Father Joe Kamakoma and Fred Wamundula. All the appointments await ratification by the National Assembly, and President Hichilema has since congratulated the appointees, urging them to carry out their duties diligently with integrity, dedication and commitment to the nation.
In international news, abductors in northwestern Nigeria have killed 33 people they kidnapped in February, despite receiving a ransom of over $33,000. We monitored Africa News for more details.
Tragedy strikes northwestern Nigeria once again. Bandits in Zamfara State have killed 33 people they kidnapped in February, despite receiving a ransom of over $33,000. The victims were among 51 villagers abducted from Banga Village in the Kurana Moda district during a violent raid that left two dead. After months of anguish, families paid the ransom in two installments, hoping to secure their loved one's release. But only 18 captives returned last Friday. The freed hostages revealed that 33 others had been killed by their captors. The region has long been plagued by heavily armed gangs, evolving.